I'm Rick Hansen with this check of the latest Southwest Iowa news on KJAN. Police in Red Oak report a Red Oak man was arrested Friday night on drug charges. Officials say 19-year-old Trevor John Stapleton of Red Oak was taken into custody in the 1200 block of East Summit Street at around 8:40 p.m. for delivery of a controlled substance, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Stapleton was being held at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $5,000 bond. The Atlantic Police Department said Friday that three people were arrested Thursday, facing charges of interference with official acts and fourth-degree theft are 19-year-olds Joseph Kennedy and Rynell Ware, both of Council Bluffs. The charges are the result of an incident which occurred Thursday night, during which Kennedy and Ware allegedly walked out of the Atlantic Walmart store with two shopping carts full of merchandise they failed to pay for and then allegedly tried to hide from police officers. And the APD says 29-year-old Daniel Fredrickson of Atlantic was arrested Thursday on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear. A traffic stop in Harlan last Saturday, March 16th, led to the arrest of two people on drug charges. The Harlan Police Department reported on Friday that 29-year-old Michael Gifford and 30-year-old Heather Beatty, both of Harlan, each faced possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. Gifford also faces a charge of prohibited acts, and he was cited for driving while suspended, along with driving on the wrong side of a two-way street. The owner of the vehicle, 32-year-old Wayne Voss of Harlan, was cited for permitting an unauthorized person to drive. Harlan police report also the arrest on Monday of 22-year-old Kurt Tucker. The Harlan man was arrested for driving while suspended following a traffic stop. He was subsequently cited and released. And on March the 15th, 21-year-old Brandon Barnum of Shelby was arrested on an OWI charge following a traffic stop. Barnum was also cited for careless driving. The Audubon Police Department said Friday that a local man was arrested on fraud-related charges. 35-year-old Ricky Raymond Peterson of Audubon was charged with insurance fraud for allegedly submitting a false claim, stating a large sum of money was stolen from his home, and for filing a false report of an indictable crime to law enforcement. An investigation determined that no theft had actually occurred. Peterson was released from custody March the 15th on a $5,000 recognizance bond. His preliminary hearing was set for April 1st. The Iowa Economic Development Authority Board on Friday awarded direct financial assistance and tax benefits to 14 companies for job creation, expansion, and small business development projects. The awards will assist in the creation of 271 jobs, the retention of 13 jobs, and will result in over $85 million in new capital investment for the state. The board approved assistance for planned or proposed projects in 12 communities, including Council Bluffs, where a scrap processor, Alter Trading, was awarded tax benefits for a $20 million capital investment that is set to create 15 jobs. The project entails the building of a new non-ferrous plant that will help Alter grow in the central region of the U.S., as well as make their current operations more efficient. Founded in 1898, Alter Trading, a privately owned fourth-generation company, is one of the largest scrap processors in the country, with trading offices and processing plants across the central U.S. The southwest Iowa town of Hamburg has lost its bid to keep an earthen levee erected in 2011 to save the town from the Missouri River's floodwaters. The city had needed to raise nearly $5 million to keep the 8 feet of levee, which was raised to 19 feet from its original 11 feet. The money would have been used to bring the raised part of the levee within federal regulations. Mayor Kathy Crane even created an internet site that included a video of townspeople dancing to a revamped version of Creedence Clearwater Revival's Proud Mary in the hopes of gathering donations, but Crane says the effort raised only $52,000. The Hamburg City Council voted on Friday to take down the extended levee. The American Red Cross's Lus Hills chapter is undertaking an unusual outreach program. Today, Saturday, Red Cross spokesperson Liz Dorland said that volunteers are teaming with the Council Bluffs Fire Department and community partners to knock on doors in several high-risk neighborhoods to talk about fire prevention.
We will begin by knocking on your door just to hand you some fire safety information. In that little bag will be preparedness tips, and we'll ask them, do you know if you have a working smoke detector? Do your batteries need to be changed? And if they do need to be changed or if they're not certain, we'll radio back and call the fire department that will be at our Red Cross office. And then the fire department will immediately come out and knock on your door and check your smoke detector for you.
Red Cross volunteers will talk with residents as well about the importance of having a preparedness plan in case a fire does happen. Dorland says the event is part of what's called Project Alex.
It was started after 7-year-old Alex Bezzetta died after a fire in 2010. And the fire department is really partnering and working well with the American Red Cross to prevent such tragedies from happening again.
The Nebraska Southwest Iowa Region Red Cross volunteers responded to more than 600 families in 2012 who were in need after a devastating fire. The fire canvassing event is scheduled to take place today from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. The American Red Cross responds to a fire every 8 minutes nationwide. And officials at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan are making some changes when it comes to scheduling children's immunizations at the Shelby County Public Health Clinics. The Shelby County Community Health Department says beginning in April, appointments will be required for children's immunizations. Appointments will be available from 3 to 6 p.m. on the first Wednesday of each month. You can pre-register each child for an appointment online at www.shelbycountyclinics.com or by calling 712-755-4422. The next children's immunization clinic is scheduled for Wednesday, April 3rd at the Shelby County Community Health Building at 2712 12th Street in Harlan. And that is a check of some of the latest Southwest Iowa news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting for KJAN News.